You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it's hour number two, inexplicably. How did we get there that fast? Hour number two. And we've been in the dipper number one, talking about what I call target lists. It's amazing the level to which we're seeing efforts to curtail liberties, to infringe upon people's livelihood, or to overregulate in such a way that it basically makes you feel like you got a target on your back. Well, I'm just saying we got to keep our heads on a swivel and be watching for this on a regular basis, and we have to be willing to stand up under it. That's the other thing. Well, there are groups of folks out there that are doing just that. And I love the fact that in the last few years, we've seen several grassroots efforts that have sprung to life that have got, you know, our kids, you know, well-being at heart. One of those is an organization called Moms for Liberty. And I'm going to go ahead and invite on right now Emily Jones, who is the chapter president in Madison, Alabama, of Moms for Liberty. Emily Jones, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for being with us today. I tell you what, Emily, let's do this for a minute. Describe, if you would, to the audience what Moms for Liberty is and what y'all do.
So Moms for Liberty is a national organization that focuses on parental rights and protecting and preserving parental rights at all levels of government. We focus a lot on education just because when you've got little kids, they spend a lot of time at school, so a lot of opportunity for influence there. We were founded in 2001 out of Florida by two women, Tiffany Justice and Tina Deskovich. Both served on their local school boards in different districts that had very similar stories, you know, leading into 2020 and in the middle of COVID. They both personally witnessed a lot of parental rights just being completely dismissed by their local school boards. They got very frustrated, as you can imagine, with forced masking and remote learning and all of that. And they tried their hardest to push back and do what was right for parents and were just squashed the entire time. So they eventually came together, started Moms for Liberty, really with the intent to keep it very local in their districts in Florida. And it quickly caught fire and spread all over Florida. And after they went kind of statewide, they had some people out of New York, of all places, that reached out and said, "We have major issues. We need help. How do I start a chapter here?" So they went nationally in 2021. They have been going strong ever since. We are currently in 45 states. We have 250 chapters with a goal of having a chapter in every single county across the country, which is a total of 3,000 chapters. So lofty goals, to say the least.
Wow.
But we fight.
Lofty goals, but worthwhile goals. I mean, I love that. I mean, we could do a whole segment on just what it means to go grassroots and get her done. I mean, that's an amazing story when you think about it. And I tracked some of that here and there, but I didn't realize the level of growth they had experienced as an organization.
Yes, it's people are fed up. People are ready to fight back, and they want to come together however they can and just push back on the tyrannical overarching government we're experiencing day in and day out.
Well, absolutely. And so does Moms for Liberty focus solely on school boards, or do you do other things too?
We focus primarily on school boards, not entirely. We deal with a lot of medical situations because we're now having to deal with forced vaccinations depending upon the state that you're in.
Yeah.
So we kind of pick up that. So anything, and it's a very broad umbrella, but anything that falls under parental rights. So it could be education, it could be medical stuff, transgender stuff, all drag shows. It's a very broad scope.
Well, it's there to protect our kids, though, and that's the main thing, I guess.
Yes, 100%.
Well, listen, so how did you wind up getting involved, if you don't mind my asking? Are you a mom yourself? Did you find an issue in your local schools you wanted to deal with, or did you just hear about the organization and want to do something, or all of the above?
Almost all of the above. I have a little one, 8 years old. Obviously, he is the motivation behind everything that I do in life. But it was really just in the mix of all the COVID stuff and hearing everything that was going on and just getting very frustrated with all of the forcing onto citizens, local community as a nation as a whole. And then, you know, my little guy staring at me going, but Mom, why do I have to wear a mask when you say it doesn't work? Why do I have to stay at home on this day because the school said so? So that was kind of the big push for me, was just everything that went on with COVID and then having to explain to him why you're not getting to make your own decisions in life. And that was very frustrating because I obviously teach independence and free thinking. So that was really the push for me, was just watching him struggle to comprehend what was happening in an adult world where he had no options. So talk to some fellow friends that are obviously very like-minded, and we came together and said, Moms for Liberty is the way to go. We need to be advocating locally. We need to be coming together and pushing back as much as we can. So we filed the paperwork, got approval to start a chapter. And last year we officially became a chapter, signed the bylaws, and been going strong ever since.
That's outstanding. So let me ask you this. Our listening audience is pretty big. So if they're hearing this right now, they're like, man, that sounds good. How do I, you know, get involved? Or what do we do if I do get involved? I mean, what is the expectation of a volunteer or a member of the organization? What do y'all actually do?
So we do a broad range of things. We've been engaging across the state legislatively to try to get a lot of our law or bills signed into law. We did not have the results we wanted this past session. We were a little late to the game, so we are actively engaging now to prepare for next year. And that's around divisive content, that's around school choice, that's around boys and girls restrooms. So there's lots to be done there in terms of reaching out to your local legislators, emailing, making phone calls. And then from a local standpoint, we're looking for people that are willing to run for school board or know of people that should run for school board.
Yeah.
We're going to be endorsing candidates this fall, really trying to get some strong conservative people on the school boards to start standing up and fighting back.
Oh, that's good stuff. Well, you know, everything you said, though, is exactly what needs to happen. And you know, you'll pick a cause, whether it be Second Amendment or First Amendment or taking care of kids and the school issues like you're talking about, or, you know, fighting back against woke ideologies in the military. Pick one. The reality is when people get together and get a notion to go and defend the basic liberties this nation has always been founded on, they can actually make a difference. And you guys are making a difference around the nation. I'm stoked to hear that we've got a chapter right here in this listening area. But then inexplicably, despite the fact that all you're doing is exercising your First Amendment rights, you guys have been now targeted by the Southern Poverty Law Center and branded as what, either a hate group or an extremist group of some kind, right?
Yep, right next to the KKK.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Well, you know, the thing that bothers me is the SPLC has gained some type of street cred with federal agencies like the FBI and others, and who often use their lists. And they'll put groups on there like y'all or the Family Research Council or some of the others that just do conservative advocacy. And it can wind up being impactful in a bad way. Have you guys seen any blowback on this, or have you been able to see the organization reach out to the SPLC and request to be removed?
The funny thing is we've had a huge surge across the nation and locally in interest from people wanting to get involved.
There you go.
We have had people across the country saying, we want to become members, we want to start new chapters, we want to get engaged. So the backlash is the exact opposite effect that I think the SPLC had intended, which is comical. Locally, we're having the same type of reaction. People are reaching out every single day, wanting to become members, get involved. How do they contact their legislators, all of that. So it's had a really good impact in the craziest way possible. So it's been nice. As far as legal response back to SPLC, we've not done anything from a local perspective. The national organization is looking into what options they have. We have a national summit coming up at the end of this month, and I anticipate they'll roll out some information then. But so far, they're just kind of trying to figure out what they can and cannot do.
Okay. All right. Well, Emily, that's good stuff. And I want to make sure that we stay in touch because you sound like what we call a right side ruffian. So we want to keep you in the loop. Hey, let me ask you this. Is your organization, your local chapter, are you Madison City, Madison County? Do you have like a regional? Where, if people are wanting to volunteer to be a part of your group, what's the extent of your group's range?
We cover down on anything in North Alabama. So
okay.
We've got members all the way out in Cullman and Lauderdale County, Jackson County. We're all over. Obviously, we encourage other counties to start chapters, and we will help you in that process. If you don't have a chapter and you want to get involved, reach out to us. You can send an email at moms4libertymadisonal@gmail.com. Or if it's easier, just go to momsforliberty.org. There's a little button at the top you can click down to find chapters. Just navigate to our page, and our email's on there.
All right. Perfect. Well, listen, Emily Jones, I appreciate you making some time for us today. Thanks for what you're doing for the cause, and we'll stay in touch, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Well, that was a great interview. That's exactly what this show is for, man. I love finding the people out there that are doing the stuff, literally getting in the trenches. And, you know, if you're not already like neck deep in a cause, consider that one. That's exactly what this show is all about, man, is making sure that people are getting synced up. And, you know, like I always say, the four E's: educated, enlightened, empowered, and entertained about what it means to be a conservative walking around in today's world. And Moms for Liberty, there you go. Local chapter, North Alabama. Love it. All right, folks, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back, and I'm going to switch dippers on you. I'm going to the one that I'm calling, they're very pretty, but can they fight? We'll talk about it. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.